Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
The pitch to Meade. Swing and a fly ball center field. Crawford is there and waiting. He makes the catch, and the ball game is over. Phillies again score late and score often. And they come from behind to race an early 5-0 deficit. And they doubled up the Nats 10-5 to win the series here in Washington.
I tell you what, I never have been so excited to watch the Phillies go down 5-0 or 3-0. Doesn't matter. We love watching the Phillies go down early in games because you know why? There's a lot of ball game left. And this Phillies team late is a wagon. 15 ninth inning runs this week. That is crazy. Welcome on in. It is the Final Out, sponsored by the Philadelphia Parking Authority, offering valet park at the Philadelphia Airport. Jack Fritz hanging out with you here on this Thursday night as the Phillies wrap up winning 3 out of 4 out in Washington. They finally have a positive run differential. They have the comeback in each of the last three games in dramatic fashion, taking advantage of a Nationals bullpen, I would say led by Clayton Beter, who after the game on Monday said that there's nothing better than beating the Phillies because of all the fans that come over and or come down and take over their stadium. Well, I'll tell you what, late in this one, there was a lot of Phillies fans down there that had, you know, come down to the lower levels and certainly taken it over. The game wrap-up is sponsored by Roto-Rooter. When plumbing problems hit, wrap them up quick and call Roto-Rooter. Their team tackles clogs and leaks so you can stay in the game. Roto-Rooter, your MVP for plumbing solutions. 215-592-9494 is how you get in. If you are driving back from Washington, would love to hear from you. Or if you watch this one on your couch like I did, I would love to hear your takeaways from what is easily the most exciting series of the season, coming off of a very, very, very exciting Mets series. This team is really starting to hit their stride and developing a, you know, you can't kill us kind of attitude, which is super exciting. The biggest takeaways of the game are brought to you by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. And I think all of us, after the Marsh home run, knowing what we know about this Nationals bullpen, had a feeling that there's the spark. There is the spark. Like the Edmundo Sosa home run the other night was the spark that got him into the ballgame. Because early on, it was quite disappointing how they showed up tonight. I did have a fear of it. That was two highly emotional games. There was going to be a natural letdown, especially when you have already split the series and you know after the game you have to take a train to New York City. I was ready for a letdown, and certainly early in the game they looked like that they were not totally into it. Defensively, sloppy. Sanchez, not great. But after that Marsh home run, boy, did they lock in. And what they have done late in games. Now, they are facing the 2020 Phillies bullpen that every time the bullpen door opens, you expect things to go poorly. So, again, they're not facing a great bullpen. They're facing a team with a pretty good starting staff. Cade Cavalli is a real starter and a very, very good offense. But this bullpen is really killing the Nats' playoff chances. If they had any semblance of a bullpen, they are squarely in the playoff mix. But you got to give this team credit for not giving up, not just saying, we'll get the Mets tomorrow, not our night. And when you continue to have these kind of comebacks, there is just a belief that starts growing in the clubhouse and in the dugout of, we're not dead. We're not dead. And I think that could be contagious. It's nice that, you know, Bryce had that moment tonight, of course, you know, one of the signature Harper moments of the season. But it's really been a collection of these guys that have stepped up every single night. I mean, Marsh, again, he's been great down in Washington. You know, ever since Harper had the conversation heart to heart, he's got 3 home runs, I think like 6 hits. So, you know, he's been a monster. Seems like he's going to be a starter in the All-Star game, which is a really, really fun development. And, you know, at some point we got to – I feel like there's always this worry of the other shoe that's going to drop with Brandon Marsh, and it just might not be coming. Is he going to hit 320-something? I don't know. But is he going to hit over 300? It certainly feels that way. And when teams start having games like this and series like this and the offense turning it on late and you look and all of a sudden they feel kind of solid in the middle portion of this lineup, and then you see what the bullpen did tonight, which is my second biggest takeaway of the game, is bullpen really underrated great job tonight. They allowed 1 hit. It was the leadoff double that Orion Kirkring allowed. Sanchez only went 5. So the bullpen really had to do their job, and they didn't let the Nats bullpen up for air at all. You know, Kirkring does a job. Alvarado looked good. Shugart looked good. Mesa looked good. Closing it out, bullpen stepped up and did their job. So when you have the lineup, who clearly they need a right fielder, but the other pieces look pretty good, the bullpen, which I think they need one arm to really solidify it out there because the other pieces are pretty dang good. And you have the top 2 in the rotation with Lizardo and Nola not looking like a train wreck out there. It is going to be really, really hard for the Phillies and Dave Dombrowski and John Middleton to sit there a month from now when the trade deadline is approaching and not want to push all the chips in and give this team whatever it takes to try to get over the hump and have a parade down Broad Street, because they are starting to have wins that make you feel like they have earned that right to go for it and push those chips in. 215-592-9494 is how you get in. Dave is in Bensalem. Salem, what's happening, Dave?
Hey, Jackie Baseball, how are you, my brother?
How about that one, Dave?
Greatest games I've ever seen in my life. They were just absolutely unbelievable. To come back like you came back in these 3 games, this is what this team needs to do going forward. They just got to keep pushing, man. Keep pushing. They got a talented roster. They just got to get it together.
Listen, I think they are coming together, Dave. That's the exciting part. There's a lot of pieces here that are starting to fit into place.
I totally agree with you, Jack. And it's just like with Dombrowski, like you said, the trade deadline is very important. He has to make the right moves. He has to make the right moves for this team to go forward to try to win another World Series. I love you, Jack. Thank you so much for the great baseball talk. You are the man.
Thanks, Dave. There he goes. David Bensalem, my guy. My guy. Jared is in Harrisburg. What's happening, Jared?
Not too much. How you doing, Jack?
Big one tonight. Big one tonight, Bob.
Very big. Very big. That seventh day. Now, I was in a blackout area trying to listen to the game, so I wasn't able to, and I was just watching it on the ESPN app. And that seventh inning, just to see, one, Bryce Harper come up, bases loaded, and to not be the hero and to have the patience to have that walk, and just kind of – the whole lineup there after that, just sitting there waiting on them balls and getting it tied up simply just by walking in. And it was incredible to see. It was a very unique way to see them win, get tied up. Just something we haven't seen that much this season.
Yeah, Jared, and I appreciate the phone call. It's passing the baton is something that this team has tried and they've talked a lot about, but they haven't necessarily implemented it. These last couple of games, I hope, does reinforce the belief. And maybe now that Marsh is hitting behind Bryce, at least against righties, there's this, all right, I got a guy behind me. Whereas when it was Boehm, maybe there was a little bit of a feeling like you had to force. Now, again, with Marsh, maybe he's like, okay, well, I don't need to expand the zone here. I'll let Marsh do his thing, and we'll kind of go from there. But like Bryce is such a catalyst for the pass the baton kind of mindset, because there are times when he expands and tries to do too much and wants to be the guy in the moment, like that he kind of relishes in that. And the last couple nights, I understand it's the Nationals bullpen, but there can be this belief factor that comes in where you start trusting the guys around you. And when you trust the guys around you, that's when special stuff happens. That's when special stuff happens. By the way, Mets lose again. So we're heading into Citi Field this weekend facing a Mets team that is just they seem so dead. And they are four games back of the Atlanta Braves just like that. On the other side, we'll get to the player of the game. Get more of your phone calls at 215-592-9494. And some thoughts on Christopher Sanchez's night. We'll get to that coming up next here on the Final Out on Sports Radio 94 WYP.
Swing and a high drive. Deep left field. On its way. Back to the wall. Lyle, it's out of room. It's gone. And it's happened again. Harper this time. Bryce Harper puts the Phillies on top. 7-5 in the top of the ninth.
We love when Harper is driving the ball the opposite way. We are on 900 OPS watch for old Harp. 896 after tonight. 2-for-3, 2 walks, big home run there to give the Phillies the lead. I'm glad he cleared it up post-game with Scott and Stock, where it was the ring finger, not the middle finger, towards the Tarps Off crew that was chanting, "Bleep you, Harper." I think he gave him two, which is much appreciated. Tarps Off movement had a good run. Kind of feels like it's over. It was a good two-week stretch. I was very, very in. Thought I was going to save baseball forever, but now it's just a smidge annoying. Bryce Harper is my player of the game, brought to you by South Jersey Gas. Make the smart play. Save energy and money with South Jersey Gas at SJG. SaveEnergy.com. Yeah, Bryce, thinking opposite way. Since he has gone to the heavy bat, you are seeing more pop. He's had three home runs since going to the heavy bat. He didn't have a great day yesterday, but big night tonight. Had a good first game of the series, and then, last two have been a little bit more quiet. But when he is driving the ball like that to the opposite way, that is a really, really good sign for him. We know he has pull power. He can pull the ball. But when he is on balance and when he is comfortable at the dish, that is the result. And if he can do that, that is awesome. So he, as of now, is not voted into the All-Star game. It seems like it's going to be, him, Freeman, and Olsen. It's like the big three of first baseman in the National League. So hopefully he can work his way in there. Certainly as his numbers keep climbing, maybe there'll be more of a groundswell for Harper and getting into the All-Star break or getting into the All-Star game. We'll have some thoughts here on two of the Philly stars tonight, but let's talk to Terrence in Hamilton. What's happening, Terrence?
What's going on? How was that game? Was incredible.
That's three straight.
I got a couple points.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This whole series is amazing. I got a couple points and I got a bold prediction.
Love
I got to tell you.
Love it.
So for starters, as soon as that inning where walks started to come about, you kind of felt the game unraveling for the Nationals and you felt like deja vu was coming all over again. And then you saw they brought in that pitcher Beeter. He literally just could not find the strike zone at all. And then that's when I immediately felt we're winning this ball game. This team, ever since Don Mattingly has taken over, they just look different. They look like they want to play together, and they all are going the same direction. It's not like Bryce Harper trying to prove Dave Dombrowski wrong. It's not like Trey Turner trying to do his own thing. They're playing like a team, and they want to win. Derek Hill, out of nowhere, has been incredible this past week. Even though the Nationals' bullpen is complete garbage, they look like they have a goal in mind, and everyone is rowing together.
I agree. Terrence, what is your bold prediction?
Bold prediction. The Philadelphia Phillies will be in control of the NL East, not by September, but by the All-Star game. They will be in first place.
I love it. That'd be That'd be awesome. And the Braves really have to struggle. You know, I hope the Phillies win the division. That is what I am hoping for. I do hope that there's a little bit of a race here, a little bit of some drama down the stretch, just so they are as locked in, I guess, as possible heading into the postseason. And if they have to scratch and claw just to win the division and ensure that they get a home, either wild card or bye, I'm at the point now where it's like, let's see how they do out of the wild card again. But the Braves will stabilize and figure it out here a little bit more. They've just had a really, really bad June, pretty much. But in an effort to keep them as sharp as possible heading into a postseason series, I don't mind the idea of those two kind of being neck and neck heading into the stretch run. Now, Chris Sanchez tonight was certainly fighting himself. I thought he settled into a fine rhythm after the first and kind of found it a little bit. I mean, I usually get home from the station. I live about like 40 to 45 minutes away. I didn't get home and it was 4-0, you know? So that was annoying. But when he goes through these, they're more mechanical than anything. All of a sudden, the fastball location is all over the place. He's overthrowing his slider to where it's not even close to the strike zone, and the changeup just has no feel for it. I think that's all that's happening with Chris Sanchez right now. He doesn't have great feel for that pitch. He goes through these every once in a while. I mean, it seems like he'll have 6-7 really, really good starts in a row. And then all of a sudden it'll be one of those. I mean, against the Cubs earlier this year out in Chicago, he allowed 6. The nice part about Sanchez, and it's so funny. I mean, he allows 5 earned tonight. And it's like, oh my gosh, bumped his ERA to 2.13. So I fully expect him to get on a roll, get into a rhythm in one of these starts. I'm sure that there is a natural come down from the 50 2/3 scoreless to where he is, you know, kind of fighting himself a little bit. But yeah, I think this is something that will remedy itself. He'll find it again. But he's going through one of those periods where he just cannot command the changeup. And when he can't command the changeup, everything else kind of falls off. And then the other thing that I want to point out from tonight is that's 3 straight 2-hit games for Trey Turner, which is huge. They have to get him going. They're not going to win a World Series with Trey doing what he has done at the plate. There was always going to be a Trey Turner hot streak this year. He was not going to hit 222 or whatever. And hopefully we are starting to see him get going here because he is a super, super important cog in this lineup. It allows Schwarber to bat 2, allows Trey to be a more dynamic leadoff hitter. And if you get Trey going with what Schwarber, Harper, Marsh, that's a solid 4. Then, you know, Bohm's had a good run. You got to give Bohm credit. He was trying his hardest to ground into a double play tonight, but he beat that ball out, and that was key. That tied the ball game up. But, you know, Bohm's been on a good stretch since the reset. Stott's been on a good stretch since the reset. They need to find that right fielder at the trade deadline because all of a sudden, you know, JT, I must take – he's a cherry on top, what he brings to the dish. It was a good hit tonight. Drove the ball on that, which is good to see. And Crawford, same kind of thing. Crawford, I'm just not putting a lot of expectations on, but he had 2 hits tonight, which was good to see. But all of a sudden, if they add a real right fielder, this lineup looks kind of deep, with some guys having better stretches than what their overall numbers would suggest. On the other side, we'll get to the wow moment of the game and a look ahead to tomorrow up in New York. It is the final out here on Sports Radio 94 WYP.
Breaking ball, hit in the air, left field, deep, going back, and gone over the Phillies bullpen, and Derek Hill with a 2-run home run, and the hits keep coming off the Nats bullpen. The second homer of the inning for the Phillies. It's a 5-run ninth inning, and they lead it 10-5.
How about toothpick Derek Hill? Unbelievable. Just had toothpick in. It's a home run. You see it going around the entire bases. Love that guy. So that is my wow moment of the game, brought to you by the New Jersey Division of Travel and Tourism. From waterfalls to fairways, mountain resorts to lighthouse tours. Find your wow at visitnj.com. Back-to-back games with a home run for Derek Hill, just like we all thought when they traded for him. My buddy texted me this earlier tonight. My buddy Jake texted me it, and he's dead right. He reminds you of Ben Francisco on that 2011 team, where he had this kind of a clutch feel to him. He wasn't an everyday guy. I do not believe that Derek Hill is an everyday guy. I know he was a first rounder. I did appreciate Bryce after the game talking about Derek Hill, mentioned that he was a first rounder, that they've been working on some swing changes with him since coming over. And I mean, so far so good, but I am still a ways away from thinking that they don't have to go upgrade that spot around the trade deadline. So, but as a fourth outfielder, as even if they go get a right fielder, a guy that can play center field against a lefty, when you don't want Crawford facing a lefty, I don't know. And at least, I mean, he's tied for the major league lead in pinch hit home runs, so at least he has that to him. But good solid player. I mean, guys like Derek Hill and Edmundo Sosa are players you need to win a championship with. They are championship type players. And maybe Derek Hill is the Edmundo Sosa version of that for the outfield. So I've been super impressed with him. You've seen some pop. It's been against righties and lefties. He's had a big hit in each of these comebacks. And, you know, not just comebacks, but going ahead as well. So, yeah, he has been everything you could have wanted and more when they made that trade. And Sarah Lang just tweeted out a little bit ago that the Phillies are the first team in MLB history to hit a go-ahead home run in the ninth inning of three consecutive games. The Phillies are currently making history. Check in with my guy Richie in Philly. What's happening, Richie?
Jackie Baseball, yeah, Richie from your tennis.
I know. I know. Yeah.
I'm so like overjoyed. I was happy with a few things tonight, Jack. Besides the hitting, I was happy with the way Alvarado pitched.
Yes.
A clean inning. I was happy the way after a little double away, Kirkland got out of the inning. And I was a pitcher in high school, and you were a pitcher, I guess. I love guys that throw high heat.
Yeah.
I hate when a guy gets beat by a slider, and that's what they tossed up to Harper. That hanging slider is like a meatball. Nick looked at that high fastball, a little bit out of the strike zone, you know, but he pitched well. So I was happy with the relief pitching. You know, in the ninth inning, we got a nice cleaving from, what's his name?
Meza.
You know, whatever. Meza. So we didn't have to use our, you know, closer. But I just like the way the team's playing. They're playing a lot of verve. It's nice. It's nice to see. It's refreshing. You know, I'm sorry.
No, you're all good, Richie, and I appreciate the phone call. Appreciate the kind words as always. Yeah, no, it is, it's very refreshing, and I think that these kind of wins, they get the city back into you, you know, because the city has been almost like dipping their toe in the water when talking about the Phillies. It's like, yeah, they're winning, but we've seen them win before. But wake me up in October, or you know, start showing me other things. And what they've done the last three games, I think, gets the attention of everyone in the city. And Richie brought it up there, but Kirkering, after what happened the other night, and then immediately allowing a leadoff double, of course, we were all worried of, okay, here we go again with Orion Kirkering. Thought it was a good Stones moment from him of striking out the next two batters and kind of settling everything down. So good on Kirkering. Harry in Medford is leaving the game. What's happening, pal?
Hey, Jack. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course, man. How was CBP South tonight?
Dude, it was great. I do have a point to get to, but before I get to my point, I just want to say I don't even think Nats fans are a real thing. We absolutely took over that ballpark, man.
Well, it was crazy on like the Harper home run. The whole lower bowl just looked like Phillies fans. I mean, it legitimately just looked like CBP South.
Oh yeah, and like when they were chanting "Bleep Bryce Harper," you just knew he was going to go deep. Yeah, you know, it's the most classic Harper thing ever to, you know, go deep when, you know, the haters are hating. But no, the point I want to bring up is, I do agree with you. Derek Hill, definitely not an everyday player, but the ball was just exploding off of his bat. It's been exploding off his bat all series, and yeah, dude's just a ball player. And you know what I think is different about the 2026 Phillies, and you know, you saw it a little bit last year when they brought in Bader, but you know, they're just a group of ball players, man. You know, like, even I know Rincones, he's came up. And, you know, he hasn't quite performed, but he's just a ball player. And, you know, same thing with Hill. He's just a ball player. You know, it's like when I watch the Phils right now, I just feel like I'm watching a group of ball players that are out there having fun.
Well, and the nice part about that, Harry, is one of the things that they've been criticized for is not looking like they're having any fun. Well, that certainly has not been the case really the last week and a half. I mean, they look like they're having a good time. I mean, they're a pretty serious group. I think Trey's serious. I think JT is serious. I think Harp's serious. I think that's why Kyle Schwarber is so important, because I think he can break it up a little bit. But yeah, they certainly look like there is a belief and fun. And I do think that we've seen Harper smile more this year, which I think is really important. You know, let everyone just kind of loosen up a bit down there. But when you have these kind of comebacks, I bet every single time they saw the Nats bullpen door open, they started chirping to each other in the dugout. So what a time for this team, and what a run they have been on since Don Mattingly took over. All right, tomorrow night up in New York, Zach Wheeler, the former Mets or former Met, will face TBD. They have not announced yet who will start for the Mets, but they are struggle city up in New York right now, and you're continuing to see two teams go in the exact opposite directions after both starting 9-19. It turns out that maybe the Phillies aren't the Mets. And with that, coming up next is Broads. Hopefully he does not use all of his material tonight, because he has to host 4 hours with us tomorrow afternoon, including the top five, which is the most important part of the afternoon show, in my opinion. So we'll see if Broads, how many thoughts he could possibly have tonight and then tomorrow on the afternoon show. But either way, Broads is coming up next. Phils win 10-5. Luke Nichols produced the program tonight. Broads will be with us in the afternoons tomorrow, and I will actually have you set for leading into Phils Mets. So enjoy the rest of your night. And talk to you tomorrow on Sports Radio 94 WIP.